We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mike Butchkowski, Bison's general manager and president of Rich Baseball Operations, is joining us live. It's been a very busy time. Mike, the Blue Jays are coming to Salem Field starting June 1st. We know the Bisons are in Trenton. I'm wondering where you fit into all of this. Are you right there in the thick of everything, or are you handing over the keys?
Yeah, we're partnering with the Blue Jays. I mean, there'll be a time when and even with yesterday's announcement with ticket sales, where, you know, the Blue Jays will be setting policies in accordance with what other Major League Baseball teams are doing. But, yeah, we're certainly here to assist. We've had great support from our Mayor Brown and the City of Buffalo and County Executive Poloncarz and people at the state. We've been working on this for quite some time. And while it was no surprise, I guess, once we announced the Bisons were going to temporarily go to Trenton, it's still exciting news, and we're looking forward to bringing the Blue Jays back.
Yeah, it was exciting news. Now that we have a date on it, we can go see it for the first time. Not possible last year, but this time it will be. And that is where people have a lot of questions is, all right, how can I get in on this? How can I see Major League Baseball in Buffalo? And it seems like this is going to be something that really kind of changes maybe even on a weekly basis in terms of how you're able to get tickets, who can get tickets, where you're going to be able to sit. Is that the expectation that these things are going to be very fluid throughout the year?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. And yesterday was a great example. The announcement was made at 10 a.m. about the Blue Jays coming to Buffalo on June 1st. Governor Cuomo then held a press conference, you know, his press conference, and revised some of the guidelines for stadiums. So that was a little unexpected, but you know, I guess it's just something that we will monitor with the Blue Jays on what the guidelines will be. I said yesterday over and over, whatever we do, we need to be able to do it safely, and that's the goal of the Blue Jays, the Bisons, Major League Baseball, not just for the players but for our fans and our community. So as those guidelines change, we'll continue to adjust. One of the things that we're doing for sure, the Blue Jays and most teams are doing, is we're only selling tickets for games that are coming up close in advance, and then the next set of games will go on sale at a different date. And that really was designed because we do expect that there will be more changes to the guidelines as we go.
If the first set of tickets were going on sale today, and I know right now it's not for another week, but if they were going on sale today, would your capacity still be at 24%?
Well, based on yesterday, that could change. The Blue Jays are going to be talking with us probably today or tomorrow because of the announcement yesterday with the governor to see if that's something we can do. You know, so much goes into, Susan and Brian, of creating that ticket manifest for what the guidelines were, pods of two and four, people spaced 6 feet apart. It becomes a mathematical equation. The reason why we could only get 24% under those rules is because you have to maintain the 6 foot distancing. So even if it were to go to 50% in our ballpark, there's just not enough space to keep people apart. But now with the announcement of the allowing of vaccination only sections, that's caused everybody to look at that manifest again and try to make adjustments. And I know the Blue Jays will be making those plans known very soon.
That testing requirement has also gone away, according to the state. So these things that we see on the Blue Jays site that everyone kind of saw yesterday, everyone has to be tested to go in. what the tickets are. That's the same place to look for, right, when some of these things are updated from the team and updated for what it means if you want to buy a ticket, I would imagine.
Absolutely. BlueJays.com, Bisons.com. We will always have links that will take you. So if somebody does go to our website, we'll have the links with the most updated information, and that will take you to the Jays. But yes, that'll be the primary source. Even the purchasing of tickets will be done at BlueJays.com. And so hopefully today or tomorrow we'll see some updates on, you know, what the guidelines are going to be for fans starting June 1st.
Yeah, no one can just walk up to the ballpark and try to buy a ticket.
That's correct. It'll be mobile ticketing only, so you'll purchase on the web. The ticket will be sent to your phone, and you'll use your phone will be scanned to get in. And again, all in an effort to keep things as safe as possible.
Are you hoping that by the end of this summer, by the time that the Blue Jays finish up their season, that it could be a possibility that we'll see, I mean, that ballpark completely full?
It could be, you know, for me, I guess that would mean that we're doing really well, right, with COVID, and that the risk is way down, and you know, I think that's what everybody's hope is. So, you know, we'll continue to follow the guidelines, though, or whatever they are. And one thing I guess we've all learned in the last year is that, you know, as long as the virus is around, the virus is still in charge. And while we have good news here recently, which is allowing things to reopen, we still have to. You know, we still have to do things the right way so we don't have any setbacks. But I guess that's what it would mean, Brian. A full ballpark would mean that we're doing really, really well as a community and as a state and hopefully as a country.
And we could retire the cutouts, right?
Yes, that's right.
Mike, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Okay, guys, anytime. Thank you.
Mike Butchkowski, Bison's General Manager and President of Rich Baseball Operations.